Commissioners Court for Monday, November 25th, 2024 at 9 a.m. begins here.
All right, y'all ready to get started? All right, this is a meeting in Franklin County Commissioners Court, open meeting on the 25th day of November 2024 at 9 a.m. We start with our invocation. Scott, you ready to start?
Sure. Father, we come in prayer this morning. Just thank you, Lord, for all of your many blessings, Lord. Thank you for your goodness you show to us every day. Thank you for the gift of another day of life. And Lord, we just thank you for this Thanksgiving season that we're in the middle of here. Lord, help us just to all be mindful of all the good things that you give us and where you allow us to live and the blessings you bestow upon us. God, give us wisdom and understanding today. Lord, we consider the county's business, help us make right choices and decisions in everything we do. Pray that you just bless this nation, our state, our county. Pray for people all across this world that are in conflicts in the Middle East. We pray for Israel. To lift them up as well. We ask it all in the name of Jesus. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Texas flag.
Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to the Texas, one state under God, one indivisible.
Thank you. All right. I know we've got several public comments today. I know that we've got an issue going out north, but I will. Who would like to speak first? Anybody?
You can speak.
I'm just there.
There you go.
So, I'm worried. Of course, we have three children. And about a homeless shelter that is being talked about to come next week. Currently, he has a registered sex offender that's looking at other places, which he's done his time, you know, but still, just kind of a red flag that that's who we choose. The place is grown up, so that's a little sketchy. He also has a guy, or actually a couple people out there, like Ellie Sully and that hunt, and I mean, they've shot on our side of the property, you know, so I don't even know. I guess where our property line is. What worries me about that is, I mean, if he's a felon, a sex offender, should be on the same property with guns. I don't know how that whole thing works, but it's definitely creepy, to say the least. And then, you know, we're 15 minutes from if it happens. And you know, there's 28 rooms that are in this house.
23.
But anyways, and so just that many people would, you know, I mean, he's from what I've heard, I don't have any confirmation that it's going to be transplants coming in from BFW, so it's not even our own people that are homeless. And you know what happens, this guy's not doing, I mean, supposedly the owner of the property, sorry I'm rambling, but he has cancer, his lobster is sick. That's another concern of mine, is like if something happens to him, where is, you know, these people, and also who's going to be monitoring, who's going in and out. I mean, you know, we already kind of have a little drug issue in our area anyway, and so, and I don't know anything about who all he's bringing in, whether they're drug addicts, ex-con, whatever, but it's just scary not knowing to know who those people are, so that's my concern.
Ma'am, what was your name?
Timothy Demi.
Anybody else?
Yeah,
Judge, go ahead.
Are there any county regulations?
And that's what I'm going to tell y'all. If y'all, we're working on this.
Okay.
But if y'all want, after, when we go to exec session, if y'all want to talk to Max and Brandon, maybe the sheriff out here, but we're aware of what's going on, and we're working on looking into this.
Okay.
We didn't even know anything about it until last week, I guess, when we first.
Yeah, it was just a rumor for a little bit, and then it kind of died down. And Matt Pennington, he works with the guy and does some, you know, work for his stuff, and he said he's been sick for like the last year. And so everything kind of was on hold. And then I guess when he brought the gentleman in to register him as a sex offender, kind of all, I checked it, there was sex offender
registration. And you know, it's not on the agenda to talk about it, it's public, but if you want to get with these guys here just a little bit and talk to them, they might can fill you in what they're looking at, what they can. And there's only legal things, it's like anything else that we do. We don't set law. I mean, the state of Texas does, and they give us very few, but they give us a little bit on fire protection and inspections and stuff like that. But I'll let y'all talk to them after this, okay?
Okay.
All right, anybody else? All right, well, we'll go on to agenda item number one. Consider to take action to approve the minutes from the November 12, 2024 regular commissioners court meeting.
So moved.
Okay, got a motion and a second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye. All opposed. The ayes have it. Number two, audit claims against the county and authorize their payments.
The amount submitted for your approval is $126,771.56.
Okay, any questions over that?
Moved to approve claims against the county.
Second.
Okay, got a motion to second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed. The ayes have number three. Consider and take action to approve first reading of replat of miscellaneous property in Overlook Park area into lots 1R and 2R. James Thompson. There you are, James. Come on up and kind of explain to us. The first one you kind of explained to us. The second one you had to come up. We won't take as much time. So we'll kind of, let me pull it out and give them a copy of it. All right, what do you want to do here? And kind of explain to me where you're at here.
So I own all of this.
Okay.
Right now, the property line goes right like that,
okay,
making this parcel 0.45 acres. So I'm basically taking property off of this one so I can build a new house big enough to meet septic requirements and everything on that.
Where's it at?
Yeah, try to explain. Is this the lake here? Or
yep.
Right here?
Yep, that is all water right there. But that dotted line right there is what my existing lot is right there.
Okay, and this is
Overlook Park. We haven't even moved it over.
So I've moved it over to give this house here and then making this bigger so I can put my house right there.
So you've owned all this property?
I've owned all that for I think 4 years or something like that.
You just want to move the property?
I just want to move it over to give myself enough space to build right there.
And then make it 0.78 acres if you move it over?
Yes. Yeah, and then that makes that 0.5 acres.
James, what road are you on? What road are you talking about here?
That's right next to Overlook Park Drive. Or right, yeah. So Overlook Park is all of this. I'm at the very end. This is all Overlook over here. Does that make sense? On the peninsula.
Okay. You don't mean a little blacktop onto here?
Yep. Yeah. That blacktop runs right. Yep. Right there.
So you're all around here. So you're just picking up a little bit of land.
I own all of this. So that's the existing property line. I'm just moving it over. This lot more.
I got it. Cross the judge.
Okay.
If you're going
across
the dam.
You know where the green is? Just past.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Just past. Yes.
Okay. I don't know why.
They said they're talking about putting RV spots in there. I don't know.
All right, anybody have any questions?
You're not buying any property off of Overlook. I mean,
that's all mine. Okay. Yes, sir.
It's all property you already own, and you're just requiring it.
Yes, sir.
Just making one a lot bigger.
Yeah, that's what I'm taking some to make the other one a little bigger.
I move the pretty first reading.
Second.
Okay. You didn't do it last time.
And there's no
PLA out there.
No, sir.
Can I set the tax certificate?
Yes, it is.
Yep. Thank you. I'll put it with yourself.
All right, we had a first and a second.
I got it.
Okay. Any more discussion? All in favor say aye. All opposed? The ayes have it. See you in what, 2 weeks?
Yes.
2 weeks.
Thank you.
Right, we won't pull them all out unless they have any questions. Thanks, sir. Number five, record canvas of the November 5th, 2024 general election. Yes, you would just say anything?
You forgot number four.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, I sure did. Record minutes of October 21st, 2024 regular meeting in the Franklin County Child Welfare Board. I think y'all got all those in there. So that is recorded. Now, number five. She's not here.
She is.
Where's she?
Yes,
he's a lovely. Oh, no, I was talking about Linda. Linda's not here. Okay, record canvas of the November 5th, 2024 general election. We came in and did that the other day. And anybody got any questions about it? We had a few little hiccups, but we got through it, didn't we?
Any audit requests on that? I mean, it's all good. Anybody asking for audit?
No.
All right. That is recorded then. Number six, consider take action to move the December 26th meeting to December 31st, 2024. And the reason is we got to meet on the last day anyway. And we're off that Monday anyway.
Tuesday and Wednesday. So we come back on Thursday and have a meeting. None of us will be prepared for it.
No. So
on the financial side.
Yes. So we got to have a meeting on the last day anyway. So we just want to move it on a couple of days to the 31st.
I make a motion to move to December 31st.
Second.
Okay, we've got a motion and a second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? The ayes have it. Number seven, consider take action to approve an order authorizing approval of proposed Texas statewide opioid settlement agreement. I think that you've got that. I think this is, did Lanny send you that?
No, sir.
You know, this is just, we get several of them. I think it's about Kroger's. Mm-hmm. And I gave it to, I put the copies in there on Thursday for y'all to look over. But it's the Kroger opioid settlement. I don't think there's a lot to it, but he said there's not much to it. Just got to run it through court every time we do this. Yes, we've done this numerous times on Saturday. We'll have more too.
Mm-hmm.
So
I'm going to keep doing this, you know, just as long as it takes us. Is she money out or?
Well, it's just they're in court and they're taking them, I think, one
one case
at a time. And it's going to be strung over by the next 10, 20 years.
We probably won't live to see the last one.
Probably not.
There's no big money at the end of it.
The big money in the
south. Lawyers
working it all down tonight. It comes up, I think, $1,900.
Yeah. All right. Any questions? Got a motion?
I move to approve.
Second.
They got a motion, second, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? The ayes have it. Number eight, consider take action to approve the sale of airport hangar from John Presley to Todd Properties Investment. Do we have anybody here for that? She said she's going to be here, but I don't guess she is. Anyway, we've got to put this to court to approve the, since we, I guess we kind of do it like the lake does. It's a 99-year lease on this when they build their own.
Well, you approve the sale, and then she'll have to go to the treasurer's office and get the airport lease for the ground, the lot ground lease.
Okay.
And then that will have to run for the court.
All right.
I'll move to approve.
Second.
Okay, got a motion and a second. Any more discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? The ayes have it. We'd like to recognize Franklin County Sheriff's Office and jail for being compliant with the Texas jail standards. Would you like to say anything? You didn't ever, I don't think we ever found that much.
Hell yeah.
We did one couple months ago.
You don't know what's going to happen, then it's over with it.
Yeah. They gave us two, what they call technical assistants, which one of them I knew was coming, the other one I'm taking care of with the staff. The first one was on our fire or suppression system in the whole building. They test the risers and the sprinkler system every 5 years. Been an inspector this year, and I guess when he went to the over the what I call the 300 wing and checked one of the sprinklers in that one of the cells, it had been painted over or gotten paint on it, so that's an automatic failure. But apparently that paint's been on there since we added the 300 wing, because we've never painted those walls since that building had been painted. So
it's been
apparently that's been missed a few times. There's another sprinkler head in the kitchen from just all the humidity and stuff that it created. We had to replace that. So you don't know when these jail inspections are going to be. So we had started that process. The company had been, sprinkler system company had been there to inspect it, ordered the parts, but they yellow tagged my riser. Wasn't a red tag, but they yellow tagged it. And so when they did the inspection, we had to send them a picture of the yellow tag, and they ding me on that, but if we hadn't have already started taking to fix it, then they would have probably failed us again. But since we'd already had the park order and the guy was coming in a few days to replace it, he'd let it go. And then the other one was a couple of jailers. When we take people out to rec, we have to log what time they go out and what time they come back in. Well, I had one jailer that was logging the time they went out that wasn't logging the time they come back in. So we corrected that in-house with retraining. But other than that, good inspection. So they've got the state's kind of going to every other year you get a, it's not an in-person inspection. So when they call us, they send us all the, your paperwork, and we have to scan it all in and send it in. It takes a couple of days for somebody to put that together. And then every other year they come in person. So. But it's a good one.
Good, that's good. All right, anybody got any questions on that? That is so recognized. Number 10, we are going to convene into executive session, section 551, we're going to confer with attorney with possible litigation. We have our attorney here. Bob needs to stay in here, and you need to stay in here, and y'all need to stay in here. But don't go anywhere, because we need you after this.
Okay.
All right. The time is 9:16. This shouldn't take very long. We'll do that when we got a fair line, won't we?
Yeah, I knew that.
We are back into open session, and we will go to discussion items. Let's discuss this real fast. The Winsboro building.
What?
Well, yes, he's already.
The building is building.
It's not being utilized on any level except we're having to mow it, we're paying electricity and water.
How come we quit using it? She said there's just not
room. There's not enough room in there.
There's no parking. She wants us. She said she could use Pine Street Baptist Church, and we need
and
to talk to them.
And she likes that. And I think everybody else likes that. That works the election, from what I understand.
Yes.
Yeah, but they can cut us off anytime they want to, though.
But they can. But we can always find somewhere else to do it. But
we're either going to have to do some work on it, or
what kind of work?
Well, do a parking around back. She said.
The inside is a terrible shape.
Yeah, the insides. They don't lock out them workers.
Probably if they put a knee just in front of the
city. No, it's a brand new
building. Across from the library.
Yeah, kind of capable. But just be thinking about that, maybe what we want to do, if we want to, because.
You want to sell it or donate it?
Because they knew that was going to be a big election, and they moved Pine Street, they moved the gym across from the church there on Pine Street, which is
huge. I can say on a big election like this.
Yeah. But anyway.
Do the upkeep on it every year.
Yeah. All right, anything else?
Airport grant.
What do you want to talk about on that?
Well, are they wanting us to apply? I mean, there's really nothing to bring before you guys until we do the application.
And was there no, what's the harm in applying?
Nothing.
I see.
It's not really a grant. It's just more the money's there and you got to put in for it, but there. It's like the state of Texas.
It's going to be monitored, just
it's,
like a
it's going to be, every time you turn around, they're going to want fully.
I got, I understand, but is it, but at the same time, if there's money out there we can get, it will help.
Yes.
Mitigate do what we need to do, mitigate some of the
like,
problems.
We might be pretty wise.
I thought we need to go after.
I say we have to, I mean, we can't.
It's handy to tell you all, because this fill the paper.
Oh, you got to do?
Oh, it's just not handy to you, Jerry.
Well, I know, but it's a blessing. It's a
I'm willing to do the monitoring.
Ultimately, if it's something that's going to help us get the things that need to be done at the airport, I said we can afford it.
We will.
I'll remind
y'all
of that.
it's easy
out here to say, oh yeah, let's go get it.
Well, it's
free money.
It's not like fighting for a grant, because they wouldn't have it on the headline saying, here's how much y'all going to get. I'll give this sign up paper.
I agree.
Yeah, a grant, you got other people in the mix.
Going for the same money.
And this is already allocated out for this airport, and we've been missing out on it for years.
No, we will. My intent was to go out there.
Okay, we'll get
Rob
to start the application process. Don't forget about the Christmas party on the 19th.
Mom's not gonna be there.
Yes, Mom's gonna be there.
Are you even lying? All right, anything else before we adjourn?
I move to adjourn.
Six. All folks out. Thank y'all. 10 o'clock, we'll go right into over 5 minutes.
Go have a little potty break and come right back.
Potty break and come on back.
I'm leaving. Oh my God.